The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 354.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a journalist and activist, and she's also the co-founder of thefeminismproject.com. I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Chloe C. Chloe, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Fantastic. I am a journalist. I'm Toronto-based. I'm a digital editor over at Totem right now. I'm also, I guess, known on the internet as a media critic. I'm a freelance writer for print and digital publications. And I am a mom to a bad beagle. And that's probably how I identify strongest. Mom to bad beagle.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Chloe, what's your cultural background?
I'm a third generation Chinese Canadian. I was born from two head tax paying families.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite quote? I don't know who to attribute this to, but I stumbled it on this a while ago. But confidence isn't walking into the room and thinking you're better than anybody. It's walking in and knowing you don't have to compare yourself in the first place.
Thanks for sharing that quote. And, you know, I love that, right? Because, you know, growing up as an Asian kid or as an Asian woman, we're so good at comparing, right? It's like... All our lives we've been compared to either, you know, our siblings or, you know, our cousins or kids in school. And when we realize we don't have to compare ourselves and we can just be ourselves and do our own thing, I mean, that's the best thing that we can do. And, you know, just stop pleasing people as well in the process. So I really love that quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
Okay, well, I think self-confidence is understanding that we're all our own and we're all on our own path. And that's where comparing is unnecessary. And so it's interesting that you bring up the fact that culturally Chinese families tend to do the thing where they get you to be compared to second cousins, first cousins, siblings, and like even young aunts some of the time. I do think that it's interesting to bring up the intersections of being Chinese Canadian, because when it comes to being Canadian and growing up in the Western world, you're also going to public school where you're kind of looking to compare yourself in terms of like an average sometimes, right? You're kind of trained to go into school systems and be like, where do I fit in and where do I sit on this scale? And I think what's also difficult, though, as a Chinese person, is not seeing yourself represented on posters, in literature, in media and popular culture in general. So it's hard to understand where you kind of fit in sometimes. So it's hard to compare yourself when you don't really exist.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, that's it. You know, I can totally relate to that, because it's like, you know, when you move into a country like Canada, right? I mean, you're like the oddball out, and sometimes you don't know what to do and you want to try to assimilate to like Canadian culture.
Exactly.
Your parents kind of want you to keep the Chinese culture, and it's like you get confused, right? And I mean, it's something that most kids deal with when they move to a different country or, you know, move to a different city. And, you know, it's just learning to deal with it in a process in a way where we don't have to feel that way. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I think this is a tricky question, because my parents have always put an emphasis on self-confidence. I was a lucky small child. So my parents were born and raised in Toronto as well. So fairly early on, like they do have a lot of Chinese cultural references in their parenting, but they also have a lot of westernized, I guess, teachings as well. But we grew up without a religion in our household. But I remember asking my mom one day, when you grow up, about having a religion. And one day she said to me, when you grow up, you can believe in whatever you want. But for now, just work on believing yourself. And I think that was something that really resonated with me, because I understood very early on that everything starts with yourself, right? And life isn't like my life. That being said, my life hasn't been without adversity. There's been a lot of struggle. And it's been real. But self-confidence is helped when you make sure that you're in an environment that's loving and supportive, and that you have community around you to support and uplift you. I can share an anecdote about a struggle where my self-confidence was tested. Definitely. It was when I was in high school and I got kicked out in 2003, which is funny because it was a public school. And it was really difficult because, you know, you're a young and you're pretty vulnerable, right? At that point, and you're not sure if you're right. So the teacher or the vice principal didn't really understand the concept of a blog. This is obviously before the Facebook days, right? So she accused me of spilling my guts online, but they could not actually expel me based on like laws and stuff. So they kicked me out and I had to do a correspondence through a friend to graduate. It was pretty awful, actually. This woman, the vice principal, ended up like calling in all my friends and telling them that their pictures were posted online and how like terrifying that was because it was the internet and it was 2003. So it was still kind of a gray area for everyone and no one really knew how to take that. But CBC National did a story on that and, you know, we realized it was well in my right and it was testing, but it ended up fueling my passion for journalism, fairness and truth seeking. And, it made me more of a self-confident person because I had an inkling that I was in the right. So that was interesting.
Wow. Well, thanks for sharing then. You know, that it's insane how you got kicked out just for having a blog, you know, just for expressing yourself. And like you mentioned, nobody knew what a blog was back then or what the internet had, but we always had, you know, the right to just express ourselves and share our feelings. You know, people did that all the time, whether it was online, offline, whether writing a book, you know, it's something that's like we do on a normal basis. It's just we had different mediums. And, you know, was there a point in your life when you realized like you could be more self-confident? You know, was there like an aha moment in your life where you just knew that you could really believe in yourself and do the things that you wanted to do?
I was a pretty weird kid and I'm still a pretty weird adult. I accept this about myself and I've come to love it. I don't know if I can attribute a moment to self-confidence. I think it's an ongoing thing. Life brings us many ups and downs and there are different times when you have to muster up more self-confidence than others. I don't think it's like a simple black and white thing. You feel it more when things are happening in your favor. Like you feel you can walk into a situation and be like, I'm feeling self-confident about this. This is good. I've got this. But when, you know, you're going through breakups or, you know, things are going just not your way, I think it can be more of a challenge to muster up that self-confidence. And you have to actively remind yourself that it's there inside you, you know?
Yeah, totally. I mean, there's days where you feel like you're on top of the world and then the next day you just want to hide and watch Netflix all day. And we all go through that, right? There's nothing wrong about it. And sometimes we might need that downtime to maybe figure out, you know, sometimes when you're stuck or you're not sure what's going on, that's when you can sometimes have that breakthrough or that aha moment or a realization like you can do this and muster up that confidence. So, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
From my experience, again, nothing in life is black and white. It's not like something isn't there and then it is, because life is full of gray. Being fortunate to having come from a family of good souls, they did plant the seeds of self-confidence from the beginning. And I do think that's important to acknowledge. But it's been my personal responsibility to continue watering it since. Fertilizing it by keeping good friends around, inspiring individuals, solid mentors, and other human gems. You know, even folks like yourself, Sheena, like knowing people like you that value it and talk about it and having those conversations help fuel that. I do think it's important to also understand that you take accountability as a thing. And I do take full accountability of who I am, my life, and what happens in it. I recognize that every morning I wake up, I make a number of decisions. Things don't just happen to us, we let them. We teach people how to treat us. We decide to go to work every morning or evening, depends if you do shift work. We have options of what we're going to eat and, you know, all those decisions are actually decisions. It's life is a series of choices. I've made many bad decisions in my life and had to swallow the consequences and sometimes I still make them at 32. Self-confidence, I think, is knowing that I can get through them, and knowledge is gaining a better understanding of the situation, and wisdom is knowing not to do it again.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I think we all make bad decisions, right? It's just We're human. We're human, and it's nothing's wrong with it. And sometimes our bad decisions can lead to good ones. And, you know, the thing is that we shame ourselves for making such a bad decision, especially being brought up. It's like, oh, if you do something bad, you're punished for it, right? Not realizing, you know, we make mistakes. It's not the end of the world. We can just move on and keep moving forward. So,
especially from Asian homes, right?
Yeah.
Like, they put an emphasis on the shame there.
Totally. I mean, in kindergarten in the Philippines, you know, my kindergarten teacher failed me for coloring outside the lines. I mean, like,
excuse me?
Yeah. That's a real story. And can you imagine how that screwed me over, like, you know, the past 30 some odd years? But, you know, it's a learning lesson, right? We could see it two different ways. Either, you know, they're trying to keep me in a box, or I was always meant to express myself and color outside the lines. But It's amazing how something as simple as coloring outside the lines can really, like, define who you are. Not define who you are, but can see what your life could be like, right? Depending on how you see it. So, but, you know, it's crazy.
Normal.
Yeah, it's crazy, but we all learn something from it. Something good always comes out of it. So I really love, you know, what you mentioned. And, you know, if our listener is listening to your episode and she's in her own journey to self-confidence, what would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would tell her, you're perfect exactly as you are in this moment. And you can only do better in the next. I think positivity is a real thing, and self-confidence is about accepting yourself and focusing on yourself. It isn't about comparing, back to kind of what we said earlier. It's not about sizing someone up or down. It's about believing in yourself. It's knowing you're capable of learning more and being a better version of yourself the next day than you were yesterday. It's about recovery. It's about healing. It's about knowing you have the strength to embark on self-discovery at any time. There's another quote I loved, and it was, you're under no obligation to be who you were yesterday. And I think self-confidence is kind of owning that, again, accountability. It's the ability to shift perspectives. It's choosing happiness for yourself based on your own terms. It's about choosing you. No one's life runs smoothly, and yours will never be the exception to this. It's about laughing off bad times. I use humor as a personal way to cope. You mean, like, life isn't a sitcom? I often provide my own laugh track. It's, I think, about being grateful for the good times. It's appreciating the chill moments. It's living in the now. I would tell your listener, you have so much power. You're a bright ball of energy. You can make all the difference. And we are masters of, you know, our own lives. Never forget that you are the one in charge of all your own decisions. No one can make you do anything you don't want to do. Of course, there are those exceptions. But otherwise, you are loved and you are magic. And I would tell them not to stop believing in that ever.
Awesome. Those are some great tips. And, you know, I love how you mentioned you use humor to cope with any situation, even the bad ones. I mean, you know, a lot of people used to make fun of me because I laugh at my own jokes, but I'm like, if no one's going to laugh at them, I'm going to start, right? And there's nothing wrong with that, right? Everyone copes with situations in a different way. Some people might use humor. Some people might, you know, meditate, read a good book, go watch a movie, eat ice cream all day, whatever will work for you. And, you know, I love that you mentioned that. And knowing, and that quote that you mentioned too, you're not obligated to being who you are yesterday, because a lot of us tend to, you know, go back to the past. It's like, oh, why did I do that? I'm a dummy, right? And not realizing, like, you know what, it happened. Let's move on and keep going. So thanks for those amazing tips. And Chloe, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, you could find me at, I'm the co-founder of thefeminismproject.com, so I'm available there. I'm actually just getting more active on Twitter recently, since I was speaking at Klexicon as a panelist for the Queer Women of Color Representation in the Media panel, and one of the panelists recommended that, like, we all, you know, make an effort to be more active on Twitter to kind of make social change happen, that's to leverage that platform and our voices there. So that's actually why I've been more active since that event. But I'm like K Chloe C on Twitter. And actually, that's my handle for Instagram and all those other social media things too.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Chloe, you can also head on over to The Tao of Self-Confidence and search for Chloe's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Chloe for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheena. It was great to be here and chat with you.
Not a problem. It was great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll catch you later. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence.
Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.